from my opinion, this has been a great week up to this point. Absolutely spectacular. I've been very encouraged. He said he was. I have been. I know the brethren here have been. It's been a great series of lessons, some things that we need to know, understand, and we need to be even equipped to talk to others about this. The spirit of love is just the desire to find the truth, whatever it is. Let's find it. So we're going to give you an opportunity again tonight. If you have any questions, raise your hand, and we'll come to you. We'll let you ask to keep your question, and he will do his best to give you a Bible answer. And again, the opportunity remains. If you still have further questions after the services aren't concluded tonight, feel free to talk to Keith. You can contact me. I'll be glad to talk with you as well. We'll do anything we can to sit down with you with an open Bible, number one, open hearts, number two, for searching for the truth. And we'll be glad anywhere, anytime, that we'll be able to get with you. Okay, is there, are there anyone who has questions? Is there anyone who has questions?
Brother Shepherd, I think I know what you're going to say about this, but how is it different for congregations to give their money to radio and television stations, which are man-made institutions, to further the gospel? How is that different than a missionary society?
It's an excellent question, an outstanding question. Those who were here remember that one evening, I don't remember what evening it was, I made a point which I believe is very, very important. When a local church makes a contribution, there's one thing that takes place is they're joined in ties of fellowship to whatever it is or whoever it is they contributed to. That's sharing in Christ. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 4. The collection that the apostle was taking from the Gentile churches of Macedonia and Achaia to go down to the church in Jerusalem for the needy brethren in Jerusalem, he calls that an expression of fellowship. And in Philippians 4:15 and 16, the contribution of the church of Philippi made to the apostle Paul for his work, he calls it fellowship. The old King James says communicate. The new King James uses that word fellowship. It is the word there. Koinonia, the word fellowship. When the local church makes a contribution to anybody or anything, it's an expression of fellowship. Fellowship is the sharing in Christ. It's the only tie we have in Christ. 1 John chapter 1. That's what the first chapter of the book of 1 John is about. Having fellowship in Christ with God and with one another. And so that's the only tie we have. So when there's a contribution made, whether it is to a college, orphanage, whatever it is, then ties of fellowship are established and it becomes a church organization. Historians and social people call it parachurch organizations. And I think that's a good term, a seeming church organization. They're ties that become a part of the organization of the church. So what it does, number one, is corrupt the organization of the church. That's the first point. The second thing is that when we just send off a contribution to an organization somewhere, the local church gives up the control of how that money is spent. They sacrifice their autonomy. That's the second point to be made. Now, if you, for example, well, the congregation where I preach and where I'm an elder, we're contemplating getting a television program. And if we do that, we will buy time on the local cable TV station. But we will control ourselves, the time, the content, the speaker, everything about that program, the local church, the elders of the local church will make the decisions, will control. If we just set off a contribution for a distant congregation to put on a sponsoring church television or radio program, they would make all the decisions. We would give up a part of our autonomy in doing that. So that's the two things. Is it's a corruption of the organization and it is a sacrificing of autonomy. Neither either of those things is involved in buying a service. When we buy that time on the TV station, we're just buying a service. We control what happens. We're not making a contribution to the cable TV station or company, and we're not tied in bonds of fellowship with them. We're not corrupting the organization. We're not giving up our control. Did that answer your question? Okay, thank you. Outstanding question.
You said it was wrong for a local church to support a human organization. Do you think it would be more convincing if you would say that it is a sin?
Yes, probably would be. I'd accept that. 2 John verse 9, if doing those things no authorized, that's a sin. That's right. Well put. I will try to be more forceful the way I put it. Thank you.
Do we have any other questions?
Yes, in Galatians 6, verse 6, this was a question I should have asked a couple nights ago. But it was, let him who is taught the word share in all good things with him who teaches. Could not share in all good things include food, shelter, if someone preaches the word like Elijah did? There was a room made for him by that woman and her family.
Sure, absolutely. It's not limited to that. It also would include doing the things that are taught, that's also sharing that. But it certainly could include material help to continue his work. In other words, it's a general verse, not a specific.
Okay, we have any other questions? No more questions?
Well, he did one of two things. Either you've answered them all sufficiently and your lessons have sufficiently satisfied their curiosity, or somebody's not speaking.
Let me close my part of this, and I won't have any more to say this evening. But first of all, thanks for having Sandy and thanks for treating us so well. And it's been so wonderful to be around brethren that I've known most of my life, and around 10 folks, and some of you have known all my life, right, Francis? And so I want to leave you with this word from the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Thank you.